How is this only 5%? I don't know. This reason came in at only 5%. So 5% of the people polled said this is the reason they chose to be child-free. That's up next. Welcome to Not a Mama Life, a podcast for child-free humans. We celebrate being child-free. We honor being child-free. This is a podcast where you are seen and heard and celebrated. We will talk about all things life, how we live our child-free lives. My name is Rafi, your host. Let's do this. Climate change came in at 5%. I am completely baffled and surprised. I really thought that this, just like in episode number 98, the state of the world, I really thought that climate change would have been higher percentage. 5% said climate change. I do know that Miley Cyrus has come out and stated that climate change and most likely the state of the world, those two things, but she's definitely an advocate for recognizing and accepting climate change and doing something about it. And she has said that is why she is not having children. I don't know. She's still kind of young. I don't know. You know, we can change our mind. Some of us don't, but some of us do. So it's possible that she could change her mind. But I do think she's pretty vocal about that. So 5%. Are you surprised that only 5% said climate change? I live in Florida, and so I 1000% believe in climate change, so much as that a few years ago, hurricane season was November 1st. It started June 1st and ended November 1st. Now, for the past couple of years, hurricane season is November 1st until November 30th. So can you imagine preparing for a hurricane during like Thanksgiving? It's completely wild. Now, generally speaking, and this is why I believe in climate change, is that hurricanes are directly connected with how cool or how hot the waters are. And so the fact that the water can remain hot between United States and off the coast of Africa, where most of these things are born, that the ocean and the waters can be so warm through November 30th is quite wild. December 2021, we had a really awesome November. And typically in Florida, November is just our windiest month. And we don't necessarily have a lot of hurricanes in November. But the fact that hurricane season has been extended now is, I think, a very clear picture of what happens with climate change. So what are your thoughts on climate change, or what are your thoughts on this 5%? Let me know. Until next time. That's a wrap. Thank you, my friend, for hanging out with me. I want to remind you to head on over to the episode notes to check out all the links on how you can connect, follow, support, and share this podcast. Until next time.